Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. How many of you dream? Do you have dreams? Did you dream anything last night? Yeah. You know, according to scientists, you have 7 to 9 dreams every night. When you have the REM sleep, your rapid eye movements. And it's good for you. It cleans the soul and it gives you insights. In fact, do you take your dreams seriously, or do you just say, well, it was just a dream? You take them seriously? I mean, two of the greatest psychotherapists, geniuses, Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, said dreams was the royal road to the unconscious, to the psyche, to the soul. And the Bible takes dreams seriously. There's over 30 or more dreams recorded in the Bible. I mean, we sing, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Huh? We were singing about Jacob's dream. You know, we hear about in the Old Testament Joseph. And Joseph, they called him a dreamer, and he interpreted Pharaoh, the most powerful man in the world at that time, Pharaoh's dreams. And through that, he became a very powerful man in Egypt and helped bring the Hebrews into Egypt when they were starving. So dreams are important. And today we hear about another dream, a dream that the New Testament, Joseph had. Joseph had a dream. Joseph in today's gospel was a righteous man. That means he had a right relationship with God. He knew God's word. He tried to live God's way, the way of the Torah life. And he knew that the woman who he was engaged to was pregnant. And he knew he wasn't the daddy. And this was upsetting. I mean, according to Leviticus, he could, the law of Leviticus, he could say, you know, you're a sinner, and she could be stoned to death. He could say, I divorce you, and that was what you had to do. I mean, the men had all the power. They were divorced. But he was a righteous man and a merciful man. And he didn't want to disgrace her in public. But, you know, this was a small town he was in. Imagine the word going around, the gossip. What was going around? He knew Torah. He knew all these things. Imagine what was happening with his own, even his own family, talking about, what's this all about? But he had a deep faith. He was righteous and merciful, which is pretty deep. He wasn't just legalistic, but he wasn't just anything goes. He had a balance in his life. He was a holy man. But today, God was going to lead him into deeper, deeper holiness, deeper way of life. An angel, through a dream, speaks to Joseph, and he listens not to his moral code, not to what the people were saying, not even to the way he interpreted Leviticus, but Joseph listened to an angel of the Lord speaking to him in a dream. An angel. A real angel. You know what angels are in the Bible? Dave could tell you. You're making a book about it. Well, there's Dave over there. Wrong Dave. They're messengers of God. In a dream, and Joseph listened beyond his morals, beyond his theological and biblical knowledge, beyond even maybe his common sense. He didn't understand it, but he listened. He listened to his dream. He listened to the angel. And he took Mary into his home. This pregnant fiance, somehow having sex out of wedlock, but then the angel sent the Holy Spirit. Wow, okay. He took her into his home. for she was to have a son. Isaiah tells us today the son is Emmanuel, God with us. And he would save his people from their sins. What do you think of that, huh? What if you had a dream like that, huh? Can you wrap your head around what Joseph must have been going through? I mean, whoa. Everything tells him one thing, and a dream and an angel tell him another thing. Whoa, what a disconnect. Now, think about Joseph. And don't think this was easy. To die to an old way of life, to rise to a new way by listening to an angel in a dream, it takes a lot of courage. And going against the grain of being counter-cultural. He had his own doubts, no doubt, along with his faith. You know, faith and doubt often go together. People say, well, sometimes they don't help my unbelief. Well, it happens. All of us, we're human. Faith is a gift. He's basing his decision on a message received in a dream, given by an angel. His common sense probably went against this. And based on the angel's message alone, he took Mary into his home and he risked it all. He risked his reputation, he risked his faith, he risked the way people thought about him for a dream and an angel. A big risk. And think about God. The risk that God took with this carpenter. To say, you're going to be the father of my son through Mary, through the Holy Spirit. Think about God. I mean, Gabriel came to Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed are you among women and blessed. And she said, I am the Lord's handmaid. She said, yes. She said, yes. What if she said no? This is crazy. This is a dream. I had too much matzo tonight. I had nightmares. I had a dream. But why did she say that? And think about the risk God took with Joseph. What if he would have said, no, this is crazy. It's just a dream. Everything else in my life points in a different direction, and this dream points in this direction. Oh, no. It's just a dream. Well, we rationalize, well, sure, God would have picked somebody else, right? Don't be so sure. Don't be so sure. When the word of God comes to us and we reject it, there are consequences. I mean, at the very beginning, the Bible tells us that. I mean, Noah, we're getting to know. The word didn't just come to Noah, other people do. You listen to the Lord. I love remember Bill Cosby? I mean, the good Bill Cosby. Before he was the bad Bill Cosby. And then that thing went whoosh over here. Noah's making the ark. And his neighbor comes out to go to work. His neighbor said, what do you got there? He said, what are you doing? I'm building an ark. What's an ark? He said, well, would you mind getting an ark out of my driveway? They didn't believe, and there were big consequences. Well, let's not speculate, but let's not sit back and say, okay, it's almost Christmas, we hear about Joseph and the dream, and yeah, very nice. No, there's a miracle we're hearing today. There's something very special, very different, very risky, very beautiful, and very frightening, listening to God through a dream. But don't forget the gift of faith, the strong faith of Mary and Joseph, and the strong love and risk of God. And Joseph believed, he listened to his dream, and he listened and followed and took Mary into his home, and they had a baby boy. And they named him Jesus. Mary and Joseph, by their response in faith, also became messengers of good news. They became evangelists, evangelists, to spread the good news. Evangelical. That's a beautiful word. In fact, Lutherans were called Lutherans. It was an insult. Evangelical, to spread the good news. And in this country, evangelicalism has been taken by political people and twisted into something ugly, the Christian nationalism, which is blasphemy according to the Pope. We made a statement the other day. But it means good news, to share the good news, to go with the gospel. What did Mary do after she received the good news? She went to visit her sister Elizabeth in the hill country. And the baby in Elizabeth's womb, her cousin John, leaped for joy. It was a joyful time. What did Joseph do? He took Mary, as the angel in the dream told him to, into his home and took her as his wife. And today, we hear the good news. We eat and drink and sing and pray the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news is for us. I see over 30 angels, evangelists out there, to spread the good news, to be a light in a dark world, to share a word of comfort, to share a word of forgiveness, a word of healing in a dark, dark world. Like Joseph, like Mary, you become evangelists, angels doing the good news of Jesus Christ. Please, please, don't get weighed down by all the negativity and all the divisions and all the paranoia and all the fake lies we hear. St. Paul tells us in Romans, do not be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know God's mercy and do everything that is good and pleasing and mature. We need mature Christians these days more than ever. For the good news, this day, the good news of God will inspire us to know His presence, to know His love, to let the better angels of our lives talk through us to others. And God knows we need better angels these days. Be an angel. Share the joy. For unto us a son is born. His name is Jesus. And He will save His people from their sins. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.